Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Okay, so I need to break this down because people are kind of misinterpreting this, and I think they're panicking a little bit. So Dr. Fauci has come out and said when we do have our COVID-19 vaccines, it's not going to block the virus. It's going to, the main goal is going to be to diminish your COVID-19 symptoms. Now, when people heard that, they were like, whoa, wait a second. I thought we were trying for herd immunity. I thought we were trying to kill this virus. I thought we were trying to knock this virus completely out, send it out to the atmosphere, doesn't touch me, doesn't take a hold of me, it's out. Not entirely. And we've kind of discussed how vaccines work. So a vaccine is supposed to induce your immune system to recognize it and fight it before it could decide to take hold and cause a lot of mayhem. Now, as we're seeing, when somebody does get coronavirus, we're not really impressed with the type of immunity they have. So when the virus comes in without you being vaccinated and your antibodies recognize it, then what the hell is this? Now, it takes a while, and they kind of, you know, they have a committee meeting, right? You know, like we see in Congress. Like, okay, well, you know, let's hold this committee meeting, let's interview it. You know, meanwhile, it's like, yeah, I'll talk to you. Meanwhile, you know, they're all kind of going around, you know, Trojan horsing and getting into, you know, all the different organs and messing with the lungs and all that. And then the antibody's like, okay, so you're like a bad guy, right? Yeah, I guess I am a bad guy. Okay, well, then we don't want you. Well, by the time the human immune system decides to fight the first virus, you know, people have it already, okay? So what the vaccine is trying to do is prevent you needing that step of getting sick with it first to make antibodies where, you know, we'll give you a little trial run or like a dummy run with a with kind of a fake virus or a dead virus, a killed vaccine or a live attenuated one, a very minimal, minimally infectious vaccine. So your immune system's like, hey guys, yeah, let's build up our army now for this guy. And then it's ready to go. Well, so if you do have antibodies towards something, if they're strong, if you have a really, really good immune system, the second anything looks like it has anything to do with that sort of disease, whether it's polio or tetanus or whatever, or hepatitis, your immune system will hopefully fight it and wall it off. What we're believing maybe with COVID is your immune system will be able to protect your body from a widespread COVID, but maybe not from you getting sick entirely. Or maybe the virus will still be floating around the body, but your immune system will be strong enough to not let it take hold and cause that cytokine storm in your lungs, cause the, you know, big inflammatory response where then you have trouble breathing and need to be on a respirator, etc. So if they do come out with a vaccine that prevents the virus from replicating and getting all up into the tissues and inducing your immune system, it's a win. That's a good vaccine. It's just those people in the economy sectors and the various industries going, all right, once we get the vaccine, we're done with masks. Once we get the vaccine, we get to reopen. We get to, you know, storm Allegiant Stadium and get to watch the Raiders, which I think will help. I think the Raiders needs fans. I think they really, really do. No. Again, you're still up in kind of la-la land with that one. All right, the vaccine is not going to give us, particularly anytime soon, herd immunity if Dr. Fauci believes that the best our vaccines are going to be able to do is minimize our symptoms. Now, that's important. That's necessary because we don't want anybody going into the hospital. But what that means is you'll still have the virus. Maybe you won't get awfully sick, but you could still spread it. So for those of us younger individuals saying, well, look, okay, I've been locking down, I've been wearing my mask, I've been social distancing to help the older people or to help those that are immunocompromised so they don't get it, what's the vaccine going to do for me? Well, I'm telling you, still, we don't know, right, the demographics of everybody getting really sick, so I would still recommend the young, healthy people, once everybody else has gotten their vaccines and they get to take it, that they get to take it, that they do get vaccinated. But the question still arises, well, if I could still shed the virus and I could still transmit it, then why am I doing the vaccine? So, you know, we're still trying to reach for herd immunity, but I don't think that's going to come for years. Now, Pfizer has said that they have 40 million shots that they will have ready to give out or give to the president to administer throughout America, 40 million shots by December. I think that's very bold. I believe Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, and one other company is, I think, in its final stages. Hold on. BioNTech. Pfizer, Moderna, Johnson & Johnson, and BioNTech are in their final clinical stages. AstraZeneca had that little small holdup, and then they're going to catch up and be done soon. But 40 million shots are nice. They're probably going to need to give them to the first responders, as we've heard and as expected. Many nurses and many of the first responders that are exposed to this day in, day out are the ones that have kind of the highest percentage of hospitalizations. So they are going to need to get them. But the concept of it's going to not block and shield and deflect the virus to fly on out of your body is something that we need to really educate everybody on what this vaccine is going to do. What the vaccine is going to do is allow you to have an immune system to fight it if the virus takes hold. And hopefully it's a vaccine that, you know, recognizes it well. Might have to have one every year. No one's telling us that. They're keeping it quiet, which to me means you're going to have to get this annually, and it's going to be a two-shot form where you have to get one, and then you get the other one 3 weeks later or 4 weeks later. But, you know, if we are still shedding the virus, and once the vaccine comes into play and they finally make enough doses, and they make 329 doses times two, so 660 million doses, give or take somebody, you know, drop in a box or two and shattering them on the ground, we're probably going to want to play it safe and have close to 700 million doses just for America alone. But we're not getting mass vaccinated for a good year or two. It's just not going to happen. And the average person, you know, is kind of contemplating, do I even really need it? Again, you know, when you try to tell people you're doing it for the public and not so much for you, they don't buy it. So this will help you. It will. It's just, you know, masks won't go away, plexiglass won't go away, social distancing won't go away, because even if you were vaccinated, you could still be walking around and transmitting the virus. 1-877-DOCTELLA.
Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy. Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Paudi Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Dolly, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason and Daniel for working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So on our show, we speak a lot about medication errors. I think we're hearing anywhere between 7 to 10 million patients have preventable medication errors each year in America, and about 30% of hospitalized patients have at least one issue with their medications upon discharge, almost a third. And so joining us today, I'm really, really excited, is Dr. Raphael Sines, Chief of Staff for the American Pharmacists Association, and Dr. Calvin Knowlton, Chairman and CEO of Tabula Rasa Healthcare. Gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Dr. Sines, it's no secret. I am in love with our pharmacy industry. You guys, you know, just you're the backbone of the healthcare industry, and with everything you guys do, tell us a little bit more about the American Pharmacists Association.
Sure, and thank you very much. And before I start, I just want to say a big thank you to our nation's pharmacists and pharmacy staff, as they're providing essential and unwavering support during the COVID-19 pandemic. The American Pharmacists Association is a member organization that represents the interests of pharmacists throughout the country. And we believe that by making the profession of pharmacy better for our pharmacists, it will then help them provide better care for our patients. We seek to allow pharmacists to work at the top of their license, which means that we want pharmacists to use the training they receive in school to help patients to the utmost of their abilities, including helping them to prevent adverse drug events.
So true, so true. You know, I can't tell you how many times you guys have saved, you know, doctors, but, you know, many of us doctors, we think we're the know-it-alls, and then all of a sudden you're like, no, you can't mix Flexeril with an SSRI anymore. You can't do this. And, you know, we medical doctors, we're relying on software, you know, to help us catch things, which I think is very, very scary. Meanwhile, you guys, you learn all this. You go through so much more pharmacology training than we do, and I think you're really underappreciated and underutilized.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Yeah, Dr. Knowlton and I were just discussing that right before we came on. You know, our training is such that a lot of us have a four-year baccalaureate degree, and then we go to pharmacy school with a terminal doctorate degree for 4 years. Several of us go on to do additional postgraduate residency programs. So we get a lot of training around medication use. We're all too happy to help our physician colleagues for the benefit of our patients.
Exactly. It's a team. It takes a team. And Dr. Knowlton, you're CEO of Tabula Rasa Healthcare. Tell us about Tabula.
Tabula Rasa was started to help understand the safest use of medications. And so it's a medication safety company, and we're national, and we are public. And we've teamed up with the American Pharmacists Association because October is American Pharmacists Month. Regarding the safe use of medications, and here's what's going on under it. Adverse drug events, as Dr. Sines mentioned, are getting worse, if you will, the prevalence of them in the United States. But give you an example, 42% of our seniors now take 5 or more prescription meds, plus their over-the-counters, their herbals, and their recreational drugs. And the data shows that when you get to 7 meds, whether it's prescription, non-prescription, body doesn't care, when you get to 7 meds, seniors, there's an 82% chance annually of an adverse drug event. So we're trying to put a spotlight on that, and we're trying to say that there's a way to help that, help seniors with that problem, that issue, to understand it. And 65% of these things are preventable. So that's what we're trying to do.
I love that. I love that. So, you know, tell us about the technology you guys have to kind of help minimize medication errors and side effects.
Well, the technology that we have is getting much more modern than what it's been to identify multi-drug analysis simultaneously instead of just one drug to one drug. But the technology doesn't matter if we don't have the right input. And what I'm saying there is we're asking people to pick of all the pharmacies they go to, if they have mail order, they have a local pharmacist, but pick a quarterback and go to the quarterback and give them everything you're taking, the over-the-counter, the prescription, let them put it in the system, and then the technology can help us. But when we just have what was filled at a particular pharmacy, we don't really have enough information on input to help have the right output.
It's so true. It's so true. We are speaking to Dr. Calvin Knowlton and Dr. Raphael Sines from the American Pharmacists Association and Dr. Knowlton from Tabula Rasa Healthcare. You know, Dr. Sines, I've noticed too within the COVID pandemic, some of the busiest essential businesses are the pharmacists, and you guys have been on the front line. You've been there to answer medical questions. I think you identified something that we've all identified, where there's even a higher risk of medication errors because people aren't going to, as Dr. Knowlton said, a quarterback. They're not going to their medical provider, and they're managing their medications and stretching them out at home. What are you seeing?
So we are seeing that. And, you know, the pharmacist is singularly the best positioned person on the healthcare team to help patients make the best use of their medications because we have been confined to the home, and also because there's new drugs entering the market very soon for, specifically for the COVID-19 pandemic. Pharmacists are going to be best positioned to help patients assess whether those new drugs will interact with some of their existing drugs. Through technology, as Dr. Knowlton has said, a pharmacist can look to see what you're on and determine whether there is going to be a drug interaction with your meds, a drug-food interaction with your meds, or even a drug-disease state interaction with your meds. And a pharmacist can work with other pharmacists and physicians to either adjust your medications, recommend addition of medications, recommend removal of medications, but more importantly, monitor you as you take medications to determine whether or not what you're feeling is expected or potentially could be an adverse drug event that could lead you to a hospital.
Absolutely. You know, Dr. Knowlton, you know, how do you feel about the over-the-counter supplements and, you know, their role in drug events?
They are, you know, it's really sad because there are certain drugs. I'll give you Benadryl, diphenhydramine as an example. They are so interactive with so many other medications. And to give you a quick example, somebody's got chronic pain. They're taking Percocet four times a day, which is OxyContin and acetaminophen. And at bedtime, they take a Tylenol PM, and then the OxyContin does not get activated, because the diphenhydramine has a higher affinity coefficient to the gene that has to activate it. So they're getting analgesia during the day. They go to bed and it's not working. And it's just because of a simple interaction that all the opioids are prodrugs and they have to be activated by a gene, and other drugs, over-the-counter drugs particularly, can interfere with that activation. And people don't understand that. They don't know that, and they get themselves in trouble.
You know, it's interesting. I had a patient who was taking Ambien regularly, and she had seen multiple specialists for double vision. And I'm like, that's a side effect of Ambien. When I first saw her, there's a huge undereducation of what some of these medications, and I understand there's a slew of medication errors, but you know, your technology and luckily, you know, with, you know, your guys' support, hopefully we'll be able to educate more Americans on, you know, what they're taking and, you know, some of the consequences.
Amen. That's what we're trying to do. Yeah,
absolutely.
Absolutely. Dr. Sines, where can viewers go for more information?
Sure. So Tabula Rasa has established a website. It's med-safety.org. And we, together, Dr. Knowlton and I, encourage everybody to use that website to find out more information.
Absolutely. And Dr. Knowlton, tell us about CareKinesis.
Well, that's a division of Tabula Rasa that works with a program for all-inclusive care to the elderly, PACE programs, an alternative for nursing home in the United States. And we've been working with them for probably 10 years now. And we've been able to effectuate tremendous reductions in hospitalizations, mostly by this medication safety initiative what we're talking about. It's just it's kind of low-hanging fruit in a way, but like you said, people just don't understand it or know it, and that's what we're trying to get the word out.
All right. And Dr. Knowlton, how can people find more information about you and your company?
Well, we have a website, TabulaRasa, healthcare.com, also, or TRHC.com.
Wonderful. You know, I'd like to start a Hug a Pharmacist Day. I know we can't really do that with COVID, but once COVID ends, I really think we need a Hug a Pharmacist Day, because you guys are the bomb, and I can't express how much gratitude I have and the medical community has, being able to work with you guys and be teammates on our patient care.
I'd love to help you.
Yeah, I'd love to help out on that as well.
Dr. Sines, Dr. Knowlton, thank you guys for joining us. Can't wait to have you back. You guys be safe.
Thank you
very much for having us. Take care.
All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The newest member of the Supreme Court is Justice Amy Coney Barrett. She was sworn in last night at the White House soon after the Senate confirmed her. She was then given the judicial oath today by Chief Justice John Roberts. President Trump campaigning in Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nebraska. Meanwhile, Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden will spend his time down in Georgia on Tuesday, the former vice president reacting to some who say he's not out there campaigning.
I'm going to be going to Iowa, I'm going to Wisconsin, I'm going to Georgia, I'm going to Florida, and maybe other places as well. There's a lot we've been doing as well in terms of being online and social, everything from fundraising efforts to making sure we meet. I've met today with a group of leaders in the Democratic Party.
This is USA Radio News. Billionaire Michael Bloomberg is planning to spend around $15 million to help Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden defeat President Trump in Texas and Ohio during the final week of the campaign. The president won both states in 2016, and holding on to both states is crucial to his re-election prospects. Robert Francis Beto O'Rourke tells MSNBC, though, he believes Texas could go blue.
In the most voter-suppressed state in the country, you're already seeing record turnout, and so much of that is fueled by black voters and Latino voters and voters in communities of color, precisely the ones that we're turning out today with the Texas Organizing Project. So this is Biden's state to lose, and we are doing our part here in Texas. We would love to see Joe Biden come down here as well.
Just a week ahead of Election Day, American voters have already cast a record-breaking 65 million early votes. That's nearly 47% of the total votes counted in 2016. USA Radio News.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame he owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world, then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you too. So call the tax relief line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000 plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 866-657-8517. 866-657-8517. That's 866-657-8517.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, guys, we are back at the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So how many of you guys have gotten your screening colonoscopy?
Well, I'm not 50 yet, Dr. Dolly.
I'm not 50 yet either. I've had three colonoscopies, and I'm not 50 yet.
Well, you're not supposed to get a colonoscopy until you're 50, so no one's going to see my butt until then.
All right. Well, they've changed the guidelines. Now it's down to 45. 45, and I'm all set, I'm spitting. 45 years old, you're going to have to start getting your colonoscopies. Why? Because colon cancer's been hitting people younger. I don't understand why this 50 number came out into play, because we have colon cancer in my side of the family. I had a grandmother die of it on my mom's side, a grandfather die of it on my father's side. Both of them were in their 60s when they got colon cancer. So back in the 90s, they said, well, this is what you do. Take the age of when your family member had colon cancer, subtract 20, And that's when you get screened. So my doctor was like, you know what, we'll just start in your 30s to play it safe. So I got my first colonoscopy in my 30s. And then I got another one early 40s, and then I got another one mid-40s. And so, yeah, so I'm still good for a while. If it's in the family, there's been some discussions on how often you should be going for colonoscopies, but if you're asymptomatic, if you don't have blood in the stool, if you don't have stool issues, if you don't have chronic constipation, if you don't have a family history, you get a colonoscopy every 10 years. But now the guidelines have changed it to, you know what, we're going to start when you're 45. We're going to lower that age. Why? Colon cancer is the third leading cause of death in the United States. In fact, we're seeing more and more young people. They say we're going to just this year alone, according to the American Cancer Society, have another 104,000 cases of colon cancer, 48,000 cases of rectal cancer. So the colonoscopy is, I think, it's actually one of my favorite tests, not to get. I really don't like, you know, having to be naked and, you know, hoping, you know, somebody has a cigarette for me afterwards. I mean, I'm just not really liking how that has to be done. But in terms of medical, it's one of my favorite things because it's the only screen that cures as you go. All right? So, for example, like when you get a mammogram for breast cancer, all that's doing is taking a picture. So while you're sitting there going, gosh, well, if I do have breast cancer, you know, can you get rid of it while you're doing this? Can you get... The mammogram is just the picture. Same thing with, like, lung cancer. Well, with lung cancer, you know, it's the CT, it's the scan, you know, it's just the picture. But with colonoscopy, if they go in there and they see a little baby polyp, and they think that polyp could turn to cancer, they'll just take it out right then and there. So you get pruned. You actually get a pre-cancer treatment when you do a colonoscopy. It's like a two-for-one. It's one of the most brilliant things because they're already in there. They might as well try to help prevent you from getting colon cancer if they can. Now, mind you, they go in there, they see a mass, they biopsy it. It's just a search and, you know, just an investigational sort of procedure. But if you're going for your screening colonoscopy and they find polyps, they'll remove those polyps and biopsy them. So with colon cancer, all cancer will start by a polyp. Not all polyps turn to cancer. It's like all apples grow on trees, but not all trees grow apples. So if your gastroenterologist goes in there and they see a polyp, they'll take it out so it doesn't turn to cancer. It's pretty flippin' cool. So for me, I don't know if I'm going to wait 10 years, you know, because I like getting pruned. I mean, I don't like getting pruned, but I like the idea of, you know, if I'm going to have a polyp there that's going to want to do something, go in there and get it out. And I haven't had any polyps yet. For some reason, my colon, I think people are really, really afraid, right, to grow. I think when you have, you know, enough, you know, episodes of explosive diarrhea, nothing even gets a chance to take hold. So I've been pretty lucky. But we keep seeing younger individuals get colon cancer. And, Chadwick Boseman, right, just died of colon cancer at the age of 43. African Americans are at very high risk of colon cancer, and we have this recommendation of wait till you're 50. It just never made sense. So I like the idea of it being when you're younger, starting at 45. So this is a Class A recommendation from the United States Preventive Task Force. I think the American Cancer Society already came up with that recommendation a couple years ago. But it kind of takes the U.S. government to, you know, decide and make sure that the benefit outweighs the risk. What are the risks of colonoscopies? Well, you know, you could have a false positive. Somebody could go in there, see something, biopsy it, send it to the lab, and they go, oh, man, you might have cancer. And then we don't see a lot of it with colonoscopies like we do with mammograms or pelvic ultrasounds or things like that. But it's a possibility. But another possibility with colon cancer screening and a colonoscopy is like a perforation. If you have somebody with very bad technique, and they're, you know, because, you know, your colon is kind of twisty. So when they take the cord, you know, they're trying to kind of pass it through. They don't shove, but they try to progress that, you know, and do a forward progression. You know, like when you're playing football, you know, and the running back is trying to have forward progress. You're trying to do forward progress with the scope. And if you hit a turn and you just try to push it too far, you could perforate a bowel. So there are risks. But unfortunately, when we're hearing all these cases of colon cancer in young men, you know, or women, and you're like, really? Really? We were waiting till they were 50 to screen? It doesn't make sense. Now, mind you, the screening guidelines is supposed to help insurance companies decide what to pay for, when to pay for. It's supposed to help providers guide on when to recommend colon cancer screening. But if you have any blood in the stool, if you have any abdominal pain, if you have abdominal bloating, if you, you know, if your stools are starting to look weird shaped or blood streaked or, you know, or if you have, you know, chronic abdominal pain, you're probably going to get the colonoscopy sooner. These are just the screening guidelines for healthy individuals. So it's a class A, I believe, or is it a B recommendation? Hold on a second. It is, I think it's an A recommendation. Yeah, starting at age 45. A, B, C, doesn't matter. I got B's in medical school. As far as I'm concerned, B's are good. B equals MD. So, now, diet drinks. Okay, we have another study coming out saying diet drinks are bad. And I know a lot of us kind of hate that because we... You know, we drank diet drinks in the 80s. I mean, I love Tab and Pepsi Free and all that because in the commercial, the woman was super skinny. And I was kind of skinny as a kid, but, you know, you're never, you know, model skinny. And I'm thinking, well, I'll look beautiful if I take a Coca-Cola, you know, and, you know, turn into a Diet Coke or take a Pepsi. And I hated the taste. I really hate the taste of diet drinks. Well, a couple years back, they came up with a study saying, look, your diet drinks can put you at risk for diabetes. People are like, what the hell? There's no sugar. It's artificial sweeteners. It's because artificial sweeteners are bad. Artificial sweeteners are bad for you. I think they make you fat. I think they increase your hunger. I think they screw around with your insulin. See, artificial sweeteners can be like, what, hundreds upon hundreds of times more sugary than sugar. So you drink a diet drink or you have some aspartame or Sweet 'n Low or whatever in your mouth, sensors go throughout the body going, well, guys, huge sugar load. We have a huge sugar load coming in. Now, you're thinking all you did was kind of lick some Equal or some Sweet 'n Low. Sometimes I'll stick my finger in it and lick it and like, oh, yeah, just to kind of get you know, it's my sweet tooth done. And unfortunately, the body's like ready to go. And the body's like, okay, pancreas, are you up? Pancreas like, whoa, huh. She's eating more sugar again. How much this time? Well, it looks like a buttload. I mean, it looks like a lot. All right. Well, guys, let's get the insulin ready. A bunch of sugar's coming down the pike. Because remember, it goes down your esophagus. It goes in your stomach. Food sits in your stomach for a good couple hours. Pancreas is getting ready and, you know, getting geared up for that big, huge sugar load because insulin helps draw the sugar out of the bloodstream into the cells. Meanwhile, it comes out through the stomach, gets into the intestine, like, where's the sugar? Where's the sucrose? Where's the fructose? Where's the sugar? And it's the artificial sweetener going, psych! Well, now you have all this circulating insulin. And the circulating insulin's like, well, we're still here. You know, we're paid on the job. The pancreas is like, yeah, we're paying you. You know, they're union workers. You know, and so, well, you get paid anyway. You want to just go home? And some of them are like, no, I don't want to go home. I'm out and about. I mean, you know, let's party. So the insulin, yeah, that's exactly how it works. So then the insulin goes and finds any extra sugar that's out there and pushes it into the cells because they're supposed to work, that's their job. So you feel hypoglycemic. That's why some people after a diet drink, a couple hours later, they feel low on sugar because their insulin is out and about. And then they also get hungry because the insulin's like, where's more food? Okay, we got all these troops ready to go. Bring more food. So you get hungry after a diet drink. So anyway, in this particular study that they did, they found that it also put people at risk for heart disease. And they found that it didn't save people's lives. You know, people got heart attacks whether they drink diet drinks or not. So just something to think about. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Hi guys, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have kids or grandkids or students who have boo-boos? We all do. And sometimes we need to take care of the cut, the fever, the burn, the tummy ache before we get to a medical provider. Well, me and other physicians have created an easy guide called The Art of the Boo-Boo. The Art of the Boo-Boo helps you with easy bite-sized chapters and guides you through the most common issues infants and kids face. Get it on Amazon or on my website at drdahlia.com at a very low price. Give it to your teacher or family as gifts. The Art of the Boo-Boo. We make it easy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Alright guys, we are back with Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so we have a couple things coming out of Europe, out of Europe, where they're basically saying their vaccination program isn't going to really be robust until the year 2022. So one thing about Europe is they really don't sugarcoat things, right? And I actually admire that about the Europeans. They'll just kind of say it like it is. So the Europeans are kind of saying we're not really going to see a full vaccination program until the year 2022. So I think in America we kind of need to understand that, especially as many states are still kind of locking down and certain governors are still kind of slow to open up. Our governor is starting to open up now. and, you know, hoping to invite conferences back and conventions back, but you still have a lot of places out there going, no, no, guys, you know, we're going to wait for the vaccine, wait for the vaccine. In Europe, they're like, look, guys, we're not going to have widespread vaccine until 2022. So, now, you know, people might be saying, well, that's because, you know, it's the EU and, you know, America's going to make their own vaccine and get it first. We might, but, you know, many of these vaccine companies are coming out of Europe. So, and then we also have to make sure we take care of, you know, the little guy, you know, take care of these countries that don't have access and refrigeration and things like that. So at least we're getting a more realistic picture, because I really don't like the sugarcoating that we have. Same thing with immunity. A study out of Europe has said that the immunity for the coronavirus starts to drop at the 3-month mark. So for those of you that said you got COVID twice, and I know this because I've been doing telemedicine now for the last year and a half, so some of you guys call back going, I had COVID in March, and now I'm positive again? Well, because it's been 7 months. So immunity, right, not lasting, you know, months long, is something that we've kind of guessed and surmised with this virus. We know that the virus is very tricky. We know it's mutating, so maybe it's, you know, a new strain, you know, or maybe it's just not the type of virus that could really induce a real strong enough immune response, which means our vaccine better be super strong. Not that that's, you know, that makes people a little nervous when you go, you make it a real big, strong, super vaccine, but you know, if the virus itself doesn't produce that big an immune sort of response, then it's obviously a concern when we're trying to do herd immunity. Oh my gosh, oh, we keep losing our Facebook Live. So, you know, if you get COVID once and you're hoping I am done with it, just like chicken pox, unfortunately, it's not going to be like that. And I understand the frustration. I'm a business owner too. I need, you know, we need, you know, life to move on. And unfortunately, it's not. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Really quick here, Tropical Storm Zeta is starting to make its way towards the U.S. coast. It slammed into Mexico as a hurricane. Now, after it became a hurricane, it started to weaken as we expected. It made landfall in the Yucatan Peninsula as a hurricane one, category one hurricane last night. Then it brought heavy rains, storm surge, and we're now examining what the damage is. Then it weakened slightly to a tropical storm, but expected to gain some strength in the warm Gulf of Mexico before it reaches the U.S. coast tomorrow. So hurricane warnings for the storm has extended to Morgan City, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, Pontchartrain, Lake Maurepas, and the metropolitan New Orleans area. New Orleans keeps getting hit. Storm surge warning and tropical storm warning have been issued for Cozumel, Punta Allen, and to Progreso, Mexico, as well as the border of Mississippi and Alabama, and border of Okaloosa and Walton County line, Florida. So preparations are underway. You know, we really shouldn't be dealing with storms this late, but, you know, 2005 was a record season. And, you know, this has obviously been no less. This has been probably one of the more vicious hurricane seasons that we've seen and most active. Remember, this wasn't an El Nino. El Nino would have protected us. This was a La Nina year. So, you know, a little bit more aggressive, you know, in terms of our hurricane season. After Zeta, there are other Greek letters. So we're not, just because we're at Hurricane Zeta, doesn't mean we're kind of in the clear. Okay. You know, that just means we still have some, you know, more letters to go. Southern California wildfires are just still raging, unfortunately. Apparently, more than 60,000 people have had to evacuate. Two wind-driven wildfires are raging in Southern California right now, forcing tens of thousands of mandatory evacuations in Orange County, some 42 miles south of L.A. Hundreds of firefighters are battling the Silverado Fire near Irvine and the Blue Ridge Fire near Yorba Linda. Santa Ana winds continue. We got a cold front here in Southern Nevada, and it has been windy. I mean, we are talking major wind over the last 24, 48 hours. So it was kind of no surprise that, you know, the wind was going to kind of stir up, you know, with the dry conditions and any current fires that were going. Now, unfortunately, the Silverado Colorado fire has scorched more than 7,200 acres as of last night. Both wildfires are, I believe, as of now, less than 5% contained. Mandatory evacuations were ordered for about 60,000 residents in the Orchard Hills neighborhood, Orange County Fire Department said. Two crew members, unfortunately 26 and 31 years old, were critically injured with second and third degree burns. Both of them are currently on ventilators. Hundreds of homes have been destroyed. Officials say at least one home was destroyed in the Blue Ridge fire. And, I mean, unfortunately, we're, you know, still in a drought. We're still, unfortunately, you know, with bad dry conditions, and it's not, unfortunately, going to ease up anytime soon. The 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So one of you asked, you know, how you could change your vote. Once you change your vote, now, I didn't go into specifics if you want to change your vote or not, and why and who you want to change your vote to. I know President Trump thinks that people want to change their vote. You know, what I would probably want to do is make sure my vote was still legit and, you know, just go back in there and make sure that it still went in like it was supposed to. Especially when you're hearing all these numbers, you're like, okay, wait a second, you know, was mine counted? So even though we've had over about 65 million Americans that have already cast their votes, apparently on Google, they are picking up the search phrase, can I change my vote? And that peaked Tuesday morning. That's earlier today. So apparently one of the sub-regions where the phrase was trending was Delaware. Now, this is where Joe Biden has represented the Senate for 36 years. Other areas were Maine, Pennsylvania, Florida, Ohio, Michigan, North Carolina, Iowa, Wisconsin, Arizona. Now, most states do not allow you to change your votes. There are some do. All right, and there are some restrictions. For example, in New York, if you submitted an absentee ballot but change your mind, you could show up to your polling place during early voting on election day, cast a vote, and then the absentee ballot is supposed to be set aside and not counted. Now, again, this should all be computerized. There should be a very vigorous system and a very, you know, but I mean, what if it was already counted and already, you know, this all should be electronic where, you know, if it flags that there's two votes, one unclicks. But I don't know who's being very diligent about that. In Michigan, they said voters who have sent in a ballot can submit a written and signed request to their voting clerk by 5 p.m. October 30th, requesting to have the ballot nullified. Now, I see how that's necessary because some people might come home from vacation or come home from work and go, I still don't have my ballot. And then they kind of get wind that one of the other family members decided to vote for them. And they're like, oh, hell no. You know, but they don't want to make a big deal saying that the kid, you know, manipulated things or, you know, somebody pretended to be them. So they're like, oh, can I just change my vote? You know, so I could definitely see that, especially with mail-in ballots or somebody kind of figures out, wait a second, you know, somebody took my ballot. And because nobody really seems to be listening when it comes to voter fraud and nobody seems to be like, oh, you know what, let's go find it. Many of them are like, you know what, let me just change my vote. So I get that. If you think that somebody, you know, messed around with your ballot, you know, and you think something's wrong, that might be an option. They say Minnesotans who mailed an absentee ballot have until October 20th to request a new one, so deadlines pass. In New Hampshire, voters who submit an absentee ballot can go to the polls on Election Day during the first hour they're open and vote in person before their absentee ballot is processed. So there are ways to do it. It's tricky, though. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before
never trying Green Meadow Whey. I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowway.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.